2023年8月28日。
August 28, 2023。
在美国北卡罗来纳州奥兰治县的北卡罗来纳大学教堂山分校校园内，新学年伊始。
At the beginning of the new school year on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in Orange County, North Carolina, USA.
校园里一片热闹繁忙。
The campus is bustling and busy.
然而,
However,
这股喜庆的氛围被一场突发意外彻底击碎。
This festive atmosphere was completely shattered by a sudden accident.
当天下午1点02分，正式上课时间。
1:02 p.m. The class officially started.
该校标志性钟楼对面的考德尔实验室159室。
The Cottrell Laboratory, Room 159, opposite the iconic clock tower of the school.
突然传出多声枪响。
Suddenly, there were multiple gunshots.
物理学副教授严子杰身中七枪当场身亡。
Physics professor Yan Zidi was shot and killed by a gas gun.
枪声响起时。
When the gunshots rang out,
人群陷入恐慌，尖叫四散，枪手随即迅速逃离现场，混乱之中。
The crowd panicked, screaming and scattering. Gunmen quickly fled the scene.
校方立即向所有人发送短信与邮件警报，警告。
The school immediately sent out text messages and email alerts to everyone.
校园内有一名携带武器的危险人员。
There is a dangerous person with weapons in the campus.
要求大家就地避嫌。
Ask everyone to take shelter in place.
远离窗户。
Stay away from the window.
学生们遵照指示躲进房间。
Students just hid in the room.
部分人惊慌之下跳窗逃生。
Some people panicked and jumped out of the window to escape.
有目击者报警。
Witnesses reported the incident.
并提供线索。
Provide clues.
确认枪手是该校在读。
Confirm that the gunman is a student at the school.
学生，警方迅速出警抵达现场。
The police arrived at the scene quickly.
并封锁区域。
And seal off the area.
校方官方账号持续更新事态，提醒所有人待在室内，直至封锁。
The school's official account continues to update the situation, urging everyone to stay indoors until the lockdown.
解除，执法人员随即对整个校园展开全面搜查。
Following the incident, law enforcement officers conducted a thorough search of the entire campus.
案发现场。
Crime scene.
严子杰倒在血泊中，场面惨不忍睹。
Yan Zhiji lay in a pool of blood. The scene was appalling.
2:30 p.m.
分校警公布了嫌疑人照片。The police released a photo of the suspect.
提醒民众。Remind
the public.
若与其相遇。If
I meet you again.
保持距离。Maintain
distance.
并立即联系当局。
And immediately contact the authorities.
不少师生认出嫌疑人是池泰磊。
Many teachers and students recognize the suspect as Lai Tai Lei.
34岁。
34 years old.
中国籍留学生，应用物理系博士二年级学生。
Chinese second year PhD student in the Department of Applied Physics.
同时是该系研究助理，遇害者也。
At the same time, the victim was a research assistant in the department.
严子杰正是他的博士生导师。Yan
Zhiji is his doctoral supervisor.
这么精彩的画面。Such
a wonderful scene.
真想驱车去现场看看。I
really want to drive there to see it.
说到车，大家买了新车旧的都怎么处理？
Regarding the disposal of new and old cars, what are the methods used by people who have bought new and old cars?
我那台20款奥迪 A6 放瓜子卖了，卖了19万。
I sold my 2016 Audi A6 for 190,000.
瓜子比车商给的价高了10%。
The price of melon seeds is 10% higher than the price offered by the car dealer.
我在瓜子卖给了个人。
I sold the melon seeds to an individual.
没有中间商低价收加价。
No middleman, low price, and high profit.
买家也省了不少钱。
Buyers also saved a lot of money.
如果要卖车。
If you want to buy a car.
我强烈推荐瓜子卖给个人，价更高。
I strongly recommend selling melon seeds to individuals at a higher price.
赶紧下载瓜子 APP 预约估价吧。
Go ahead and download the Guarzi AP appraisal estimate.
此时。
At this time.
嫌疑人仍下落不明。
The suspect's whereabouts are still unknown.
超过50辆警车。
More than 50 police cars.
鸣笛赶赴校园。
Ming rushed to school.
直升机在空中盘旋。
The suspect's plane was circling in the air.
联邦调查局也加入搜捕与调查。
The FBI also joined the investigation.
下午2:21。
2:21 p.m.
当地警方接到居民报警。
Local police received a report from residents.
称
said,
在自家附近看到嫌疑人，接到线索后不到十分钟。
Within 10 minutes of seeing the suspect near his home, he received a tip.
警方就在距离校园约2英里处。
The police are located about 2 miles from the campus.
嫌疑人正前往公寓的路上将其抓获。
The suspect was apprehended on the way to the apartment.
审讯中池泰磊否认涉案，称收到校方枪击警报后。
In the interrogation, Lai Tai Lei denied involvement in the case, claiming that he received a school shooting alert.
就已离开校园。
They have already left school.
他还否认与严子杰存在任何矛盾。
He also denied any conflict with Yan Ziji.
并称自己没有枪支。
And claimed that he did not have a gun.
警方并未在其身上搜到武器。
The police did not find 5 weapons on him.
其随即将其戴上手铐拘留。
He will soon be handcuffed and detained.
做进一步调查。
Conduct further investigation.
与此同时。
At the same time.
经过3小时对校园的彻底搜查。
After a thorough search of the campus for 3 hours.
警方确认已无安全威胁。
Police have confirmed that there is no longer any threat.
下午4:14。
4:14 p.m.
校方正式宣布解除封锁。
The school officially announced the lifting of the lockdown.
尽管如此。
Despite this.
恐慌仍未消散。
Panic has not subsided.
校园长期笼罩。
The campus is shrouded in a long-term fog.
在这起枪击惨案的阴影之下
Under the shadow of this shooting,
次日
The next day,
校方与执法部门召开新闻发布会
The school and the police held a press conference,
通报事件情况
Report the situation of the incident,
并对严子杰教授的离世表示哀悼
And express condolences for the passing of Professor Yan Ziji.
惨案发生2天后的下午1:02。
2 days after the tragedy, at 1:02 p.m.
北卡罗莱纳大学韦延教授举行追思会。
North Carolina University holds a private memorial service for Professor Yan.
当晚
，at night，
师生们参加了校方组织的烛光守夜活动。
Students participated in the vigil organized by the school.
针对池泰磊的调查仍在继续。
The investigation into Troy Teagle is ongoing.
作为持学生签证的国际学生。
As an international student applying for a student visa.
他依法不得持有枪支。
He is legally prohibited from possessing firearms.
那么枪支从何而来
？Where do guns come from?
警方在他的电脑里发现了2个不同枪支论坛的登录信息。
Police found 2 different gun forums login information in his computer.
并追踪到一名与池泰雷有过联系的用户。
And track down a user who has contacted Lai Tainlei.
该人士向当局表示
He told the authorities that
事发前几天
A few days before the incident
他曾向一名亚裔男子出售一把格洛克 43X 手枪出示照片后
After showing a photo of a Glock 43X handgun to an Asian man
他指认买家就是池泰雷枪击案。
He pointed out that the buyer was Lai Tainlei.
次日
The next day,
教堂山附近维克县一家射击场的员工主动联系
The employees of a shooting range near Church Hill in Vic County contacted me proactively.
警方称
Police said,
池泰雷曾在八月间两次到访该射击场，案发前一日也来过。
Lai Tainlei visited the shooting range twice in August, one of which was the day before the incident.
他在射击场使用9毫米口径枪械练习打靶。
He was practicing shooting at the shooting range with 9mm caliber firearms.
并购买了两盒9毫米子弹。
And he bought two boxes of 9mm bullets.
由于射击场要求登记紧急联系人池泰雷填写的证实言子节警方核实池泰雷购买的子弹与案发现场提取的弹壳吻合
Because the shooting range requires registrants to provide emergency contact information Lai Tainlei filled in Yan Zai Jai The police verified that the bullets purchased by Lai Tainlei matched the shell found at the crime scene
他在射击场使用的枪械型号
The type of firearms he used in the shooting range
也与其非法网购的枪支一致
Also, their intention to illegally purchase firearms
种种证据表明
Various evidence indicates that
这是一起经过周密策划的预谋杀人案枪击事件的消息迅速在社交媒体发酵
The news of a meticulously plannedpremeditated murder incident quickly spread on social media.
关于池泰雷与严子杰的细节被陆续曝光。
Details about Lai Tainlei and Yan Zaijai have been gradually revealed.
不少人猜测。
Many people speculate.
事件源于师生矛盾。
The incident originated from a conflict between teachers and students.
认为
Believe that
嫌疑人因受导师压迫压榨而情绪失控行凶
The suspect committed the crime due to emotional breakdown caused by the pressure and exploitation from his mentor
尽管学术界确实存在此类问题
Although such problems do exist in academia
也有相关案例记载
There are also relevant cases recorded
但本案的情况并非如此
But the situation in this case is different.
严子杰在美国从教多年，是一位白手起家。
Yan Ji Yan, who has taught in the United States for many years, is a self-made man.
突破社会经济阶层壁垒的学者。
Scholars who break through social and economic barriers.
他1985年出生于国内，自幼学业出众。
He was born in 1985, and he was very talented in his early years.
得以从乡村走向城市发展。
To develop from the countryside to the city.
1998年后
After 1998,
他就读于金门顶尖的中学，成绩始终名列前茅。
He was a top student at the top middle school in Jingtong, and his grades were always among the best.
在老师的全力支持与殷切期望下
Under the support of the teacher and the expectation of the student,
2005年考入武汉重点高校华中科技大学凭借勤奋与自律
In 2005,I was admitted to Wuhan's top university, Huizhong University of Science and Technology, thanks to my diligence and self-discipline.
他取得计算机科学与材料工程双学士学位。
He obtained a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science and Materials Engineering.
毕业后留校攻读电子物理硕士学位。
After graduation, I will stay in school to study for a master's degree in electronic physics. 2008.
他赴美深造。
He went to the United States for further studies.
兼具天赋与不懈努力的他，学术生涯一路高歌。
With his talent and unremitting efforts,He has achieved great success in his academic career.
2011年获纽约伦斯勒理工学院材料工程博士学位。
In 2011, he obtained a PhD in materials engineering from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in New York.
三年间发表17篇学术论文，在同辈中脱颖而出。
In 3 years, he published 17 academic papers, which stood out among his peers.
2015年完成芝加哥大学博士后研究后，受聘为纽约克拉克森大学助理教授。
After completing my postdoctoral research at the University of Chicago in 2015, I was hired as an assistant professor at Clarkson University in New York.2019
入职美国顶尖学府北卡罗莱纳大学教堂山分校，任应用物理系副教授。
Joined the Department of Applied Physics at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill as an associate professor.
并建立了自己的研究实验室。
And established his own research laboratory.
这段严苛而艰辛的求学治学之路。
This arduous and demanding path of learning and study
让严子杰摆脱了昔日贫困。
Let Yan Ziji escape from the past's constraints.
也让妻儿得以赴美团聚。
It also allowed Cher to reunite with her family in the United States.
2023年1月
January 2023
未满40岁的他获得终身教职。
At the age of 40, he obtained a lifetime professorship.
这在同年龄段学者中堪称卓越。
This is remarkable among scholars of the same age.
成就。
Achievement.
成为母校华中科技大学后辈的榜样。
To be a role model for the alumni of Huizhong University of Science and Technology.
无论是伦斯勒理工学院
Whether it's Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute,
芝加哥大学的导师
Professor at the University of Chicago,
还是北卡大学的同事
Still a colleague at UNC,
都对他赞誉有加。除学术成就外
In addition to his academic achievements, he has also been praised for his contributions to the field.
严子杰的为人同样备受称道。
Yan Ziji's personality is also highly regarded.
他性格开朗。
He is outgoing.
积极，智商与情商兼备。
Both high IQ and high EQ are important.
始终乐于帮助学生与青年科研人员，并以此为傲。
Always happy to help students and young researchers and proud of it.
他说话温和。
He speaks softly.
善于倾听
Good at listening
从未与人发生争执工作
Never had a conflict at work
勤勉又不失独特幽默感
Diligent and with a unique sense of humor
是一位备受尊敬的教授与科研导师
A respected professor and research mentor
他不幸离世后
After his unfortunate passing
所有认识他的人都沉浸在巨大的悲痛中
Everyone who knew him was deeply saddened.
案发前
Before the incident,
严子杰的婚姻濒临破裂。
The marriage of Yiji Yan is on the verge of collapse.
与妻家矛盾激烈。
There is a heated conflict with the in-laws.
尽管离婚诉讼与抚养权争夺让他身心俱疲。
Despite the emotional and physical toll of divorce proceedings and child custody disputes,
但这些私人困扰从未磨灭他对工作的热情。
But these personal problems never diminish his passion for his work.
无论最终结果如何
No matter the final outcome,
这些事都未影响他在美国安稳幸福的生活。
These things will affect his stable and happy life in the United States.
可悲的是
Unfortunately,
他的人生轨迹与池泰磊意外交织。
His life trajectory intersected with that of Lai Tai Lei unexpectedly.
酿成了这场毁灭性的悲剧。
This led to the devastating tragedy.
如果说严子杰的人生是一路向上的直线。
If we say that Yan Zijie's life is a straight line going upwards.
池泰磊的人生则像一条曲线充满起伏波折。
Lai Tai Lei's life was like a winding road, full of ups and downs.
两人出身相似。
Two people have similar backgrounds.
人生道路却最终截然不同。
The paths of life eventually diverged.
池泰磊
Lai Tai Lei
1989年出生于河南省新乡市封丘县农村，和严子杰一样。
Born in 1989 in the rural area of Fengchu County, Xinxiang City, Henan Province, just like Yiji Yan.
在乡村长大。
Growing up in the countryside,
他家境极度贫困。
He came from a very poor family.
被列为村里建档里卡贫困户。
Listed as a poor household in the village.
母亲是家庭主妇。
Mother is a housewife.
父亲身体欠佳。
Father's health is not good.
靠打零工赚取微薄收入。
Earning a meager income by doing odd jobs.
全家主要依靠六亩耕。
The family mainly relied on 6 acres of farming.
地务农为生，自由是。
Farmers free to work.
池泰磊与弟弟便饱尝生活艰辛。
Tai Lei and his younger brother experienced the hardships of life firsthand.
冬天衣衫单薄，三餐。
Winter thin clothes and meager meals.
尝试馒头配咸菜。
Try steamed buns with pickled vegetables.
但这些困苦从未动摇他求学的决心。
But these hardships never shook his determination to study.
池泰磊首次高考取得603分。
He Tai Lei achieved a score of 603 in his first college entrance exam.
但他并不满意。
But he was not satisfied.
决定复读，为给家里省钱。
Decided to study at home to save money.
他就读于一所复读免费的学校，四年。
He attended a free preparatory school for 4 years.
他和弟弟一同参加高考。
He and his younger brother both took the college entrance exam.
均考出624分的成绩。
All achieved a score of 624.